Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
This was a close race this morning. Everybody got the votes. Runners up. We start off with the Knuckleheads in Virginia who were called the TV station to complain about tornado coverage.
Well, the tornado coverage came right during Game 7 of the Nuggets and the Trailblazers, and the weather station, the TV station, was getting calls like this guy.
And I'd just like to say, I thank you for absolutely ruining Game 7 of Denver versus Portland, because you have to show a tornado warning for over a half an hour.
It just went on and on. People upset about it.
Our other knucklehead runner-up today, the guy who stole a lift truck in downtown Seattle Monday night. Wow, there was a guy in the cherry picker, and he drove this thing off. He only got a few blocks down the road before one of the other workers caught up with him on foot. This guy chased him down and pulled him out of there and held him down. The dude in the bucket suffered some minor injuries because he got tossed around a little bit.
Well, the irony of the guy changing light bulbs and the guy stealing the truck having the dimmest bulb on the porch.
But our 930 Knucklehead winner today is the Girl Scout dad in Oregon.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
I don't know if this guy got all the way to the top to claim Knucklehead of the Week when he initially made his run, but damn it, persistence pays off.
I don't know. I think maybe he won Knucklehead of the Day that day.
I think he did.
But this is a rare occurrence of a guy being in it twice. The first time he made it, we didn't have the whole story. He earned 930 Knucklehead nominee status a few weeks ago when it was found out, this Oregon dad, that he staged a burglary at his home to cover up the fact that he stole $700 worth of Girl Scout cookie money from his daughter.
Bloodied himself up, told the cops a big story.
He made it look like it was a... So we knew at that time, and the cops knew at that time, that, all right, this guy set this whole thing up. He did it. He took her money. So
His own daughter.
For that, he was a 930 Knucklehead nominee. And now, after a week or two of investigation, it's been found out the reason he took what he spent the $700 on. He spent it on an erotic massage. So that's enough to get him the vote in the eyes and ears of our listeners as 930 Knucklehead of the Week. He was sentenced Monday to 18 months probation, and he'll do 80 hours of community service.
For that $700 that he took the Girl Scout money and spent it on an erotic massage, do you think he ordered up the Do-Si-Do package or the Savannah Smiles package?
Thank you to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.